Shita's Tosfos, not everybody agrees with it, that the chilek between Kiro and Tano, even the Eitzel putting in a raw, signing it raw, which would indicate that it would not get ready by tonight, there's no raya. Because part of it is the assumption that he's preparing it for tomorrow. And for tomorrow, he has nothing to worry about. It'll certainly get done. Therefore, there's no gzeir Hashem yichatet. There's nothing going to speed it up. But by Kira, even for tomorrow, he's worried about maybe it isn't hot enough. And there's a gzeir Hashem yichatet by Kira, not on Tano. That's a shita seisus. So back to Asugya. So we're talking about it got cooked on Shabbos. It got cooked on Shabbos means, according to Hananya, less than Michael of the Soy. According to us, according to the Rabbanan, even Michael ben the Soy, but lo Nizbasho Kol Tzorko. We also have to worry about it. So he answers you, Amaloi Midi, Lamochel, Nofak Bedorashlu, quoted a Mishnah for him. I mean, that was not the question. The Mishnah says, I'm a Bashal Bishabbos, not on Friday. He cooked on Shabbos. Bishogig, I gave an example, he didn't know they moved the clock next week. Right? And they put it up to cook, thinking it's weekdays. So the Mishnah says, Bishogig Yochal, Bemezel Yochal. But that was not the question that he was asked. He asked the question, was Shachach Deira Gabakira, not Hamavashal Bishabbos. So he added to answer that question was the last two words, right? Veloshna, right? And it makes no difference. That's an enigmatic comment. What does he mean? It makes no difference. Difference to what? My veloshna, you have a machlokes, what they interpret what the loshna meant. Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Amatabayu, he meant to say lehetera. Then in the question that you asked, the question was boy me rachia barabba, right? Shochach teira gabekir. So how he interprets the word loshna? I quoted you the Mishnah with someone cooked on Shabbos. And I say, and what you asked me, Loshna, is no different than that case. Even though in that case he's cooked on Shabbos. And there we made a chile between Shogig and Mezid, right? Over here, Veloshna, right? Loshna means my Veloshna. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Reyes said, Tabayu Lehetero. What I mean, Lehetero, on the question you asked me about leaving it over, about Masha, that's a Shia case, and I answer you from a case of Mavashal case, so what did it mean? Mavashal Hudaka Obed Maisa, by Mavashal, we make a chilek between Mezid and Shogig. That's because the fellow is a bad boy. He put something to cook on Shabbos. Therefore, b'mezid lo yochal. So Rabbanan went ahead and made a gzera on his food. The food becomes also. Avo hay de lo ka'obed ma'aseh. But in your case, you asked me what? Shokach. He did nothing on Shabbos. Shokach from Friday. He didn't make gorah b'kotum. He didn't put on the blech. Then b'mezid nami yochal. There's no reason to punish him.
Why are we mavdil being the inyan of shachach and shogeg? It's the same thing.
No. Shachach means he left it on Friday. Mezid means Shabbos night, came home after singing Shalom Aleichem, right, and making Kiddush. He said, you know, we having guests coming tomorrow. I forgot to put more food in. So he goes it down, gets a chicken, and throws it into the chont. Bad boy, he cooked on Shabbos.
And Shogeg?
Shogeg, I gave an example I gave you, he didn't know it was Shabbos. He thought it was still a weekday because he didn't move the clock next week. Okay? So what he's telling you, if the man didn't do Yisro Shabbos, the Rabban didn't make a gzera on it. Aval hai de lo ka'ovet maisim, but maisim nama yochal. That is Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar, no, when he said Loshna, he meant Loshna, and there's no difference between your case that you asked me of someone who is Shokach Kedera and the Mishnah that says someone's Mavashal B'Shabbos, we pass it the exact same way. Even though it was Shokach, and what, he did know Maisa Shabbos? Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar, Rabbi Rav Yosef Antavaya Leitera, Abel Haid Lekova Maisa Bemeza Nama Yocha, Rabbi Zomar, Lissura, Mami Lissura, Mevashel Hu Delo Ose Leirumi Beshogeg Yochal, Abel Haid Ose Leirumi Beshogeg Nama Lo Yochal. Any question you ask of me, Veloshna, I make no difference between Shogeg and Meza. First interpretation, Veloshna, right? And as though the meaning in your case that you asked the nochili between shogeg and mezid, but in both cases mutal. Why the law of a kamaisa? The second shot, loshna, right? It's not like mevashel b'shabbos, where I'll give him credit for shogeg. I'll be more lenient for shogeg. In our case, Loshna, I make no leniency between Shogeg and Mezid. I treat Shogeg and Mezid the exact same way. Namely, both are also. Why? The Rabbanan flex their muscles, right? And said, we told you to make Gorov HaKotum. You didn't make Gorov HaKotum. Now you tell me, you really meant to, but you forgot. Shogeg, we don't believe you. We think Irumi Komarem, you're making monkey business. See, why? Mevashel hu de lo osi lirumi. When a fellow says, I forgot to move my clock, and I made a mistake, you better believe him, he made a mistake. Which Jew is going to cook on Shabbos? And again, otu b'shoy askinan. Mora doesn't talk about someone who wants to be mechal Shabbos. He doesn't want to be mechal Shabbos. So how come he was mechal Shabbos? Obviously, poor guy made a mistake. He said he made a mistake. Therefore, in the case of really cooked on Shabbos, I said, poor guy made a mistake. I'm not going to, he feels badly enough about it. I'm not going to put a knas on him, right, to asr. But in the case that you ask me, shokach, I'm not so sure, right, when you say shokach, that you were shokach, I think, it's quite possible that you just didn't think the Rabbanon are choshev enough to follow their halacha. And therefore, I'm choshed that you'll do it b'mezid, you'll make shiur b'mezid, and you'll say shokach, right? And therefore, I don't believe you. Therefore, Veloshna, you should know, when we come to defend takonas chachomim, we are more machmir, we are more suspicious than in dindoraisa. Din the Raisa, you have to classify the guy as a Bechal Shabbos, a Rosha. Then go as a Klal. Our halachas are made for people who don't want to follow halacha. Our halachas are made for people who want to follow halacha. But, was it the mind is willing and the flesh is weak, however that expression goes. Let's see. He was under pressure to get something finished in time for supper for the people, and therefore he did. Three or four years ago, we had a AOGS convention, Altai-Jewish Zionist convention, there. And just mamish making small talk there. We asked the Mashgiach, how do you manage to serve 200-300 people? How do you manage to serve tea on Shabbos? There, you must have some kind of a big boiler, etc. Says no. We have these coffee urns, 2 or 3 coffee urns, and in the morning the goyim have to drink. You also want a cup of coffee. So they fill up all the pots. How did that develop? Some previous Chava Machshir said it's okay. Why? Well, a goy makes for himself. Ay, Yava Bishvilo. Here was no Yava Bishvilo. There are 2 or 3 goyim on the staff, right? And there are 300 people drinking tea. But the goyim, they put the tea up only for themselves. Therefore, it's mutter for a Jew to drink. What's that? They're cutting corners. These are not people who want to be Machal Shabbos. It's only the Rabbanon a goy cooks. Then we know, heard once upon a time that if a goy cooks for himself and he didn't mean to add, know that you were interested, so Noch Shasa Yalva Bishrilo, right, comes along the Mishabur and asks, Shele Yargelo L'Shabbos Habo. You'll be pleased when they'll give you the tea. So those are takonis which are hard to defend. That's why he learns Isura. Therefore, we went ahead and were more machmir on Shokach than a fellow cooks on Shabbos. Cooks on Shabbos, he did an Isur D'Raisa. So what's we're back to the shaila. The shaila is if Shokach Tera on a Kirosh Eino Grufa Veino Ketuma, right? Is it also, has the food become also or not? Was there a takona to ask for the food? So in Mesri, Gemara asks, Shokach Tera Gabi Kiro B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Yochal B'Meze Lo Yochal. במה דברים אמורים בחמין שלהוך מול כל צורכו? תו שלא בישל כל צורכו. אבל חמין שהוך מול כל צורכו, תו שבישל כל צורכו, בין בשוק, בין איזה יוכל, דבר המאיר. So what did Rameyer say? Remember, the key concern of the sugi is Hananya versus Rabbanon. Right, so we're citing Atana Rameir. What is he saying? If Bishul called Soko, right? Bein Bishogi, Bein Bemezid, Yochal, which means as long as there was Bishul called Soko, then the Rabbanon didn't make any gzeiros. Look at Rashi. He got high to Shokach. Yochal b'Shabbos. So you asked the Shaila was, if Shokach, can he eat on Shabbos? So the answer is yes, if Shokach can eat on Shabbos. Because you're dealing with Tavshel Shebishel Kol Tzoko. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamin Shehuchmo Kol Tzoko Mutar, even a bishul called Soko, masked by water, because water, any further cooking is called mitzamek v'ralo. All you do when you cook water further after it's hot is you evaporate the water. Therefore, further cooking is of no advantage to the water. Therefore, it's mitzamek v'ralo. Rabbi Yehuda says, chamen shuchma kol tzoko mutorin neishim mitzamek v'ralo. But a tafshil, shebishul kol tzoko, also, Malaysian Samik Vayofalo. What is he adding? That even if it's Bishul Kol Tzoko, not Machal Ben Lisoi, next day Bishul Kol Tzoko, Afa Pikein, if he didn't make Gol of a Kotum, it's also to eat it because it was Misamik Vayofalo. But if it's a Tafshul that Misamik Vayofalo, or Yechalami, not only water, they said, the chol hametzamek v'yofalo gan kuv u'pulim bosa torov also, even though it's bishul kol tzoko, the chol hametzamek v'ralo. But if it's a dish, a concoction, that further cooking is disadvantageous, then mutu. Kotona mir. Nevertheless, we covered tavshil shelo bishul kol tzoko was covered by it. So tavshil kol tzoko is bishul b'Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Lo kasha, but Nachman Yitzchok, who said that even if it is masher, nevertheless, even it's shokach, not the mevashel b'Shabbos, nevertheless we aser even b'shogeg, because we're afraid he's going to make haroma. He will claim it was an accident. He will claim shogeg when really it's mazed. Says kan koidim gzeiro kan lacha gzeiro. Okay. What's missing is what the gzeiro is. So just so you could follow it a little bit better. The Gemara asks, skip down a few lines, right? You with me? My gzeirata. What's the gzeira? Amar betchilo yomer mevash b'shabbat shogi yochal beizel lo yochal. Right? Who adin shulcheach? Mishirobu mashim b'meizid v'omer shreiranu chazikonsal shulcheach. So therefore, we have no problem. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, who was afraid of a shogeg, will say that he's amazed. People, look again. Rav Nachman Yitzchok interpreted l'isura. Therefore, he said only by mavashel there's no chesoin of haroma, but by masher. By shokach gedera, we also shogeg like mezid. Therefore, over here it's mashma. Chamen shuchmu kol tzoko betashmir kol tzoko beim shog mezid yochal devir ameir. And Rabbi Yudu says that mitzamik baralo, that's also mutter. So you say that's only before the gzeira. The gzeira was that no matter what you do, if he cooked on Shabbos, you chayiv, you asa the food. The food is also bachila. People, you following? No, again. He didn't do an Iso Shabbos. He only violated the Rabbonon of not making Gover for Kotum. Therefore, if it is not a Mitzamek Baralo, Rav Nachman said that it's also. it's a simple statement. Chiyah Barabba answered, according to Rav Nachman, answered that it's also. And here it says that it's mutu. Chamin Ketona Mia Tavshel Shulun is Bashel Kol Tzoko. So Rameir would certainly be arguing with the way Rav Nachman interpreted Rav Chiya's statement. Rav Chiya made a statement Loshna, and Rav Nachman interpreted that statement. What does Loshna mean? That we don't make a distinction between Shogeg and Mezid in the case of Shokach, because it's the Rabbanon, and therefore we ask Ben Shogeg Ben Mezid, B'chashin and Lirumo. So the question is now, is that in agreement with Rav Nachman or not? So he says, I can answer simply, Kan Koidim Gzeiro, when the Gemara here says, "Divi Rameir, the Huchmo called Tzorko, Metavshu Shavishu called Tzorko, Bein Meshog Beizel Yochal." That's in opposition to what Rabbi Yitzchok said, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok said. So he says, "No make a machlokes between Rameir and Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok. It's a Tana and a Mora. Therefore, you have to answer Kan Koidim Gzeiro, Kan Leachak Gzeiro." There was a time when the Rabbanon made that gzera, they say that of Shokach, even Shogeg, we're not going to accept as an excuse. And we'll ask for the food, Ben Shogeg, Ben Mezid.
Rabbi?
Ella, Rabbo, Rabbi Yosef, Dambra Lehetero, then Monoshach, Ikodim gzera, why did you ask for Mezid? Ilach gzera. Why were you matir shogeg? When I learn le'isuro, and I find over here that says that there's a heter, at least according to Rameir, or according to Rav Yehuda, if it is mitzamek v'ralo, we did not. According to the way Rav Nachman by Yitzchok learned pshat, the Rabbanon will aser because the defendant Rabbanon, they'll accept no excuse, not shogeg, not misamik v'ralo, no such distinction was made. Therefore, you have to learn pshat. It was a question of when, koidim gzeiro, achak gzeiro. So achak gzeiro is the case that Rav Chiya answered. That's after the gzeiro. Therefore, we aser. We don't accept any kind of excuse, not nizbasho kol tzorko, not shogeg, we asa. That's because you have an isu that came in a time. But according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, they say it is lehetero, that shokach, they would not go there anything. Then kosher mezid, where everybody says that it's also ilachak zera kosher namashogi. If it's before the gzera, then how come you were matter by a mezid? You said loshna whether mezid or shogeg. We're not going to answer because we're dealing with this bashel kol tzorko. And here, the two Tanoim that are quoted, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, we're dealing with Chamin Shufman Kol Tzokon, is Mutav called Mesamek Varalo. But if it's not Mesamek Varalo, we will answer it. Bein Ramei, Bein Rabbi Yehuda. So you have now two Tanoim against Rabbi Rav Yosef or Amoroim. You can't have that. And look inside. El Rabbi Rav Yosef, Dama Lehetero, Ikodim Gzero. Rabbi Yosef, who say that Rabchia was matter even amazed. That the only time we asked it is because he did a Maisa Isur on Shabbos. But if Shachach was a Maisa Isur on Shabbos, the Rabbanan made no gzeira to ask the food. Right? That was Rabbi Rav Yosef's understanding of Rabchia's psak, Loshna Lehetera. Then Kasha, you said even Mazed is Muto. Here you see Beferes, but Mazed everybody holds us also. Il Achak Zera. Then Kasha and Amr Shogi, after Zera, how could you say even Shogi is Mutu? After the Zera was not to trust your statement that you're Shogi, that a Rumi come out of him. People, you're not following. Again.
What is the Gzera? The Gzera is...
Gzera was to say that even a Shogeg is also awesome.
Or the Chila... Not what we read lower down. HaMevasha B'Shabbat B'Shogeg Yochal HaBemezid Lo Yochal. That's not the Gzera?
That's Mevasha B'Shabbos. That's not the Gzera we're talking about.
Which Gzera?
We're talking about the Gzera to defend the Rabbanon that is also L'Hashos B'Ligor of Akotum. That was the Shaila asked Rav Chiya bar Abba was Shokach Kedero, not Mevashel Kedero. He put it out on Friday and forgot to make Gorev HaKotum. And now Rabbi Yosef Loim Shat, that's only when will we make a Gzera? Only when he did a Maisa Isu Bishabbos. But the Shokach way did the Maisa Erev Shabbos, and only violated the Rabbanon of Korav HaKotum. And the Rabbanon, we didn't ask for the food. In the case where we asked for the food was the case where Mevashel B'Shabbos, he did an Isur Shabbos. Therefore, Bebezit surely is also. B'Shogeg is Mutal.
But they're going to Rabbi Chiya to ask him if he forgot it.
Shaila Machia was, what's the status of the food of Shokach HaMektira?
But then, so Rabbi Meir is interpreting the Loshana to say, whether he Shokach or he did Bemezid or whatever it is, it's still Mutar, right? He can eat it. So then he's uprooting the whole thing of Kol Tzorko, of Shia Kol Tzorko.
No, what he's saying is that they didn't make a Gzera on Shokach, the Isa of the Rabbanon was only on Bishul B'Mezid.
Okay. Bishul B'Mezid.
People, you're not catching the word. One word is Shokach, one word is Bishul. Hamavashul B'Shabbos B'Shogi, that's talking about he did an Isa Bishul on Shabbos.
But if he did Bishul, according to Hananya, then that's different than the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are saying that it had to be called Sorko, right? So Rabbi Meir is
therefore, we learned a little Tosfos said, we talk about over here, that it was less than Machal Ben Dosoi. We don't want to get into that Machlokas of Machal Ben Dosoi or not. I forgot the Kaimel, he holds we hold like Machal Ben Dosoi. Nevertheless, here we're talking about there might a less than Machal Ben Dosoi. But the low boshel can Machal Ben Dosoi. Where there's no chilip between Chananya and the Rabbanon. Again, it comes in only if Bishul Kamachal Ben Lusoi. So we're leaving out that aspect. Is it considered Mevushal or not? It's not considered Mevushal.
So then how can Rabbi Meir say Loshana means even Bemezid is permissible?
Right, the food didn't become also.
By Rabbi Meir, if the food was not even Machal Ben Drusai,
but again,
then it's Bishul Bemezid.
Rameir case is also talking about Shokach. Therefore, Rameir said. Again, look, people, keep track. Don't get mixed up with Shokach and Bishul. Rameir's case is Shokach Gdera. And the only time if Bishul called Soko, Ben Bishog, Ben Mezid Yochal. Rabbi Yehuda holds the same thing. If there was no Bishul, he raises the level of what's called Tzorko. Tzorko means Mitzamek V'ralo. But in both cases, we're matter the food. Sai Rameh and Sai Rabbi Yehuda are matter the food if there was no Maisa Bishul done in the food. Okay, again, if Bishul Kol Tzorko, that was the original Shaila, Boy Meir Barabchiyah Barabba, and Shokh Achter Agabekira Ubishul. So Tesis explained, we're talking about, there was a Maisa Bishul done on Shabbos, but he didn't do it. It's not because he did a Maisa Avera Daraisa of cooking on Shabbos, because he put it on Friday. But it was less than Michael Ben Drusoi. So the Gavra, the individual, didn't do a Maisa Isu. He violated the Rabbonon. There's no Isu Mevashel, he violated only the Rabbonon. So what's the consequence thereof? And that came along Rabbi Rav Yosef and said, under those circumstances, it's all mutter. Rabbi Rav Yosef said, Lehetero. Therefore, we're not going to ask for the food. And here you have the Gemara says that if only Bishul Kol Tzorko Ketona Miyad Tavsha Shor Bishul Kol Tzorko is Bishul Rav Nachman Yitzchok, I can understand why Rav Chiya Bar Yosef will be interpreted according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, interpreted that it's all mutter. I said that wrong. Anach used to call it, and it's all also. Rabbi says is lisura. because it's after the Gzeira. Ella, Rabbi Yosef, Dama Tavayu Latero. When is a Tera? There never was a case where it's all mutter. Mezid, everybody hold was also. He called him Gzeira Kasha Mezid. He lacked Gzeira Kasha Namashogi. Let's go just a drop further. I think it repeats itself. My gzeresa, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, Amar Rav, b'tchilo yom mabashu b'shabbos b'shoge yochal b'mezol yochal. V'hu edin l'shocheach, same halacha. Misherobu mashen b'mezid, v'om v'shrechonu, chozo konzo alo shocheach. They put on the gzeira on the shocheach that even though he said b'shogeg we will asa. So kashe the rameir and rameir and kashe rabbiuda and rabbiuda. Simon says. Ad Rameo lo kashe holech hatchila ha deyevet. Ad Rabbi Yehuda nam lo kashe kam begrufu k'tuma kam sheni grufu k'tuma. I think I know what we're missing. I'm not getting across. I made an assumption that you remember. Look at the Gemara on Lama Zayin on Aleph. Okay, the middle of the Yomit. Toshma. Beis Kiros. Hamasimus, Achaz Grufa Ktumo, Arsheni Grufa Vena Ktumo, Ein Mashin Arsheni Grufa Vena Ktumo, Mahin Mashin, Beshame Omrim Below Klum, Beselomim Chamina Below Tavshil, Oka de Bakolo Yazir, Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beshame Omrim Chamina Below Tavshil, we say, Om Mimcham and Vitavshil. That's the same case with what happened over there. He had on the Eina Grufa and Eina Ketuma, it's low Yashin. He can't leave there. Mahe Mashin only on the Somachlo, on the kiro that was grufo ketuba, right? They still say, right, chamen abalo tavshil. According to that, according to Rameir said, according to Beis Hillel, chamin aval lo tavshil. And here, his matir, chamin v'tavshil, ibishul kol tzorko. So the Rameir had a Meir lo kasher. Over there on Lama Zion, we're talking about Lechatchila. Can he do so? Is he allowed to? Am I mashin? Therefore, the Shaila was, should he be mashin or not? So the answer was no. Oh, over here, the Shaila is not whether he should be mashin or not. Here the Shaila is, he was mashin, should the food become also or not? Therefore, he said, no, it's mutter. So Rameir, Bein Bemezid, Bein Bishogeg, Yochal, according to Rameir. Even though over there, even Rameir held that it was also. What is there that's not somehow, that's not so clear here? I don't know. We need to get this thing done.
Everything that we're discussing on Lamed Chet is in relation to what we said on Lamed Zayin?
Yes. Fellas, we gotta get it straight. The problem is that we're not, you don't have clear the Lamed Zayin. What Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda say two separate halachas. Look at Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. That's the case of the base kiros hamasimos. The kiro that's being used is called gorer v'kotum. the kira that not being used is in a gol of a kotel. So what the Gemara says, Mashin agabi gufu ketuba. People look inside in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Forget about ein mashin al sheni gufu ketuba. All we're talking about is gol of a kotel. Mahi mashin, what can you put on a gol of a kotel? So by Shammai Omrim below Klum, why? Because it's the kira next to it is giving heat. By Sur Omrim Chamana below Tavshil. That is how Rameya learned that Beis Hillel is only matir water, right? Rab Yudah said, Meisham I say, no, Chamin you can, Avalo Tavshil, Meisil is Matzah Afila Tavshil. Leave the Chazor part out. And that's what the Gemara here is now questioning. So this position that Rameir and Rab Yudah are taking here is at variance with that the way they paskin according to Beis Hillel.
Here it says, right before
Here, my Rameo said that Tavshel should is Bashel called Tzorko, right? Bein b'shogi, bein b'mezid, yochal.
But Rabbi Meir said, according to Rabbi Meir, you couldn't be mashin anything. You couldn't put Tavshel or
right.
Kamin. So now he says it's called Tzorko, so how can we even have a conversation here?
Okay, that's the kashid Rameo ad Rameo, right? That Rameya said, according to Beis Hillel, Chamin Avalo Tavshil. And here he's Matya, Chamin Vitavshil, Shebishel Kol Tzorko. You with us? Again, over there he says, according to Beis Hillel, Chamin Avalo Tavshil. And here he says, if it's a Bashel Kol Tzorko, it's fine according to Beis Hillel. It's fine, and I mean, a bigger makel than Basil doesn't have to go. So there, who's he going to pass like? According to Basil, he's looking to be makel. So he's going to pass according to Basil, not according to Beis Shammai. But over there, he said even Beis Hillel is not matir in Tavshel, only Chamin. So he says, Rameyad me'olo kashe holachat chilo hodeyevet. Over there we're talking about a ma mashin. What can you put on the stove? There we're talking about lechat chila. Lechat chila we go lechumra. Our Gemara on Lamed Ches is talking about bidiyevet. He did it already. What impact did it have on the food? Rameyad said, nothing. We're not going to go into the food. Even though it's also lahashos. Kidero is also Lahashov, not Chamin. Over here he says, nevertheless, it is not also Bachila. Rabbi Yudah Namalokasha, very simply. Over here, where Rabbi Yudah was matir by Gorov Vekotum. Come, we talk about Shaina Gorov Vekotum. People focus simple stira between what Rameir can't find anyone other than Beis Hillel to Paskin like. You Paskin like Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai asks everything. Over here, Rameir was matter everything. Rameo said that everything is muto. Over there he said it was also. So he says very simply, right? Over there we're talking about lechatchila. We're not talking about the isur on the food. Here we're talking about what he should do. He did what he did. Now the shaila is, what impact did it have on the food? So Rameya holds, over there we were machmir because we told him not to do it. But therefore, to back it up by saying if you did it, we could ask for the food, that not. So the Rameya, right, is no kashi, he says, can our Gemara Lamaches is talking about the Isu on the food. Over there we're talking about the Isu of doing it. Can you use this Kira or not? The answer is no, you shouldn't use it. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Nama Lo Kasha, why can't be grew for Ketuma? In one case, we're talking about that there was goal of a Ketuma. And can't, our case, we're talking about here, she ain't a grew for Ketuma. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda asks, again, Rabbi Meir doesn't ask her because even though the Maisa was also, he had a Pascha like Beis Hillel, and you have to go ahead and tell him, no, you mamash, the child there on Lamed Zayim was mamashin. What can you put on the stove? So he answered, nothing. Why? According to Beis Shammai, you can give nothing on the stove. According to Beis Hillel, you can put something which is mistamek v'ralo, only chamin. Over here, we're not talking about what he should do. Over here, he went ahead, he did. He was masha and did make gogo for kotum.
It's flipping it. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir on it.
I'm sorry?
Here, it's flipping it. It's saying, b'dievet. Now we're talking about, in both cases, with shachach, it's b'dievet situation. Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir on it. He's saying, if it's, you can't eat it.
No, Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chamin Shehukmu, Kol Tzarchan, Mutarin, Mipnei Shemitzamek Varalo, Vetavshir Shebishel, Kol Tzarko, Asu.
Rabbi Yehuda said, according to Beis Shammai, you can put Chamin. According to Beis Hillel, you can put even Tavshil. Right? And over here, Rabbi Yehuda said, that if Tavshil Mitzamek V'yofilo is also. Why? Here we're talking about ain't a group of Kedumo. Over here he asked Tavshil in the Bashal called Soko, he asked him. And over there he was Matil Tavshil. So he answered, why? Over here, We're talking about a group of Ketuma, and there we talk about any group of Ketuma.
Yeah, but doesn't the Shachach change the element? So he's shogeg now. He forgot. He put it in the wrong place. So he was matir on Lamed Zayin. He said, according to Rav Yehuda, according to Beit Hillel, he's matir to put both things on. So now he put both things on. In our case, he shachach, he put both things on, so it's not grufei ketuma, but still, he shachach. So why can't, so now, why can't he eat it? Why is it asur?
Over there, we're talking about the two kilos that are batimos, and he's using the one that's going for Kotum. Right? Therefore, since it's Gorov HaKotum, he was mounted the Tavshil. Even though there was a Kira next to it that's providing heat, that's not significant. Why? I said, since he's using only the Ein HaGorov HaKotum, it's like doing a Maisa by avoiding it, putting it into the Gorov HaKotum and going into the Ein HaGorov HaKotum. Obviously, he shows he doesn't need much heat. He doesn't show he needs much heat. Therefore, we're Matir. But over here, we're talking about it was Ein HaGorov HaKotum. So there was no hacker to show that he's aware of the Yisur. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer.
But is Rabbi Meir also speaking on a case where it's not Gorov HaKotum? Or is that completely separate?
No. Our case is Ein HaGorov HaKotum. Shokach. Shokach means he forgot to make Gorov HaKotum.
So Rabbi Meir is Matir there on Shachach, and Rabbi Yehuda is Oser?
So over there, we're talking about should he do it or not? Should he use it or not? So he's Machmir. Over here, he did it already, so he's Mekel. I'm trying to explain how can Rameir defend both positions. Over there, on the twin Kira, he said you can also to do anything more than Chamin. Because there we're talking about L'chatchila. Therefore, L'chatchila, Rabbanu wanted you not to make use of this Kira because next to it there's a Kira that's providing heat. So you can see, I'm trying to explain how Chameir shouldn't be inconsistent. So there he's looking at L'chatchila, what do you tell people to do? So L'chatchila, I'm Machmir. If I tell him not to do it. Over here, you don't ask me what to do. I come and tell you what I did. I put it on there. Now, what is my penalty? What did I lose by doing
already
it?
Already put it on which one? Still the Gorov HaKotum?
I'm sorry?
A person says I accidentally already put it there. On the Gorov HaKotum still we're speaking?
On the Ein HaGorov HaKotum here.
Okay.
There's a Gorov HaKotum with a chasong. The Gorov HaKotum is okay, but next to it there's another Kira providing heat. Should be Machmir or not. So Rameyah says, L'chatchila Machmir. I tell him not to use it. Why? Because next to it there's a Kira that's providing the heat. Over here, we're dealing with a place that is, the Kira is not Gorov HaKotum. But what then? He's not coming to ask a Shaila, should I, shouldn't I? He's coming to ask you, I did already. I made a mistake. Shokach. Therefore, Rameyah says, over here, we're not Machmir. Boys, try once again. That should be okay. We got to set up the two cases, separate ones. Over there is a case of a twin Kira. He's going to use the Kira that's Gorov HaKotum where there are no calls in there, right? But the heat is coming from the other side. Comes Rameir and says, in such a case, I'm going to be Machmir. I say, according to Beis Hillel, only we're going to do is something which is Mesamek V'Ralo, Chamin. That I can do. But anything which Mesamek V'Yofalo, not. Over here, Rameir comes now to answer the Shaila. A man forgot, and he did leave the tafshil on there. Should you punish him, since he did it only b'shogeg? It was shokach. So the mayor says no, since he didn't do any isur. There's no isur done on Shabbos. He did everything on Friday. Only what? Then he violated the takonas chachomim, right, to make gorov HaKotum b'shogeg. B'shogeg, but not machmir. Rabbanan and didn't back it up by asking the food.
That's whether it's kol tzaracho or not.
I'm sorry?
Kol tzaracho or not, doesn't matter. Whether it's kol tzaracho or not, it's
right.
Still fine.
No, we're talking about even kol tzaracho. Right. there.
But Rabbi Yehuda is being the more machmir and
and Rabbi Yehuda over there, Rabbi Yehuda was makel, right? But over here, right? Here you're dealing with a gor of a kotum. You're dealing with a non gor of a kotum. It's not any gor of a kotum. So he violated that konas chachamim.
Therefore, but he's not asking, should I do? He's saying, I already did. What do I do now with my food?
Yes.
And he's saying, I'm going to throw it away.
Right. Why? Because he violated the Kodesh HaChomem of Gor HaKotam. He doesn't want to give him any kind of allowance because of Shokach. It's similar to the what you said before, Kan Koidim Gzera, Kan Acha Gzera, we don't want to give him any allowance because we say, Yerumi Komarim. He's not telling the truth. Okay, that's got that straight. Again, over there we're talking about there's a source of heat, but they're not using it. It's like Gor HaBakotu, but it wasn't Gor HaBakotu. He's using the kilo which is has no coals in it, but the heat is coming from a place which has the coals in it. Therefore, the shaila is, should you punish him or not? So over there, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no reason to punish him. He didn't blatantly violate the Takonas Chachamim. Chachamim says you shouldn't use a kira unless it's Gor HaKotam. The kira he used was Gor HaKotam. He didn't violate anything. Only what then? Maybe it's not really Gor HaKotam because there's only a thin wall separating it from the other kira. That Rabbi Yehuda felt as enough hacker that he uses the kira shegor of a kotum. That's enough. Therefore, there's no need to be machmar on him. Therefore, it's mutter even chamin. Over here, we're talking about he went ahead and shokach. He forgot. Rabbi Yehuda says, "I don't trust you that you forgot, because what you did was a violation of Chazal. In the first case, there was no direct violation of what Chazal said to make Gor HaKotam. Because the kira that he's using is Gor HaKotam. What then? It's questionable Gor HaKotam because of the kira next to it. That Rabbi Yehuda took no note of. He didn't directly violate HaKadosh Chacham to use a kira that's not Gor HaKotam. Over here, he used a kira that is Eino Gor HaKotam. So it's a direct violation of HaKadosh Chacham. Relatively simple. It took too long to figure it out, basically. Okay. You can afford a little bit more today's. By the way, is any allowance on college for election day? No. Catch it. Iboyolo. Shaila all over again. Ovar v'shoamai, not shokach, not two kilos, a direct challenge to Chazal. Amazing, ovar v'shoam. Then mikensu rabbonon lo. Remember, three cases now. A case of two kilos side by side, he used the goal of a kotum one. No direct challenge to Chazal. Second case, shochach, no direct challenge to Chazal. He didn't mean to. He forgot. Now we get a direct challenge from Chazal. Toshma obar v'shor, right? Will you change your mind? Those who say, Rameel said, we're not going to be machmir and asa the food. What about if it's a direct challenge to Chazal? Well, Ovar v'shor, mi konsu rabbonon olo. Toshma, Amar Shmuel banosun, Amar Rav Chinde Chanina, k'sholach Rabbi Yosef l'tzipori, motzo chamen shenishtar gabe kira, v'lo osa lahen. Beitzim mitzumokos shenishtar agavikira v'osa lehen. he found the tea kettle, right? That was all I was sure. He didn't say the food, the tea is also. Why? Because tea is misamek baralo. Water misamek baralo. Motzah chamin shenishal below osa lahem, because it was misamek baralo. Beitzim mitzumokos, he found eggs that were cooked a long period of time. Shenishal agabekira. Then also he said you can't eat the eggs because they were of Avashah. My love, lo so Shabbos, no le Shabbos habo. What does that mean? Not the eggs, you can eat next Shabbos, or you need, the eggs don't stay over whole Shabbos. He said, don't do it again. That's all. He wagged a finger at him. The Shabbos Abba means shouldn't do it the Shabbos Abba. But now, no penalty. Right? Michlal de Beitzim mitzugokos mitzapkos for yofalen, you know. From here you can infer that this, whatever they did with the eggs, is mitzamek v'yofalo. Because if it was mitzamek v'ralo, it'd be no different than chamin. Water is mitzamek v'ralo, and he didn't ask her, right? And here, the eggs he asked, right? And told him, Lashana Shabbo, don't you do it. But he asked the eggs. Why did he ask the eggs? From here we know that cooking eggs a long, long time is mitzamek v'yofalo. I'd asked once whether you people know what Baghdad chamin is. That we ate by the Moshe's in Japan, right? They come from Baghdad. The chamin was a pot of eggs. Pot full eggs, meaning people ate 2-3 eggs each. That was the chamin. The eggs cooked in water all night. Right? That was the chamin. And those eggs taste different than a hard-boiled egg. There's no doubt about it. You cook the eggs for 24 hours, or whatever, 12 hours, 15 hours, it gets out a different texture. The yolk is less dry to the taste, less dry to the tongue. I guess water most likely seeps in, and it's a different Michael. So that's what he says. Michlal, from this psak, he told them, don't do it again next year, next week, but the eggs you can't eat this week either. The chamin, okay, you can use, but the eggs not. Why? Is raya from here. Michlal, the base of mitzumokos, mitzampkos for yofalehen. Right. From here we know that cooking eggs a long time is advantageous. That's why he asked for them. But otherwise, it would be like chamin, where he was mata for them. Since they didn't benefit from the iso that they did, they were ovar v'shor. They did it intentionally. And then they asked, well, what can we eat it? Someone else did it intentionally. I wonder if I can join them and eat it. He says, yes, the tea you can have, the eggs you can't have. The eggs we machmir. The Omar Rav Choma Chanina. He tells up kind of a personal experience. Pamachas esarachti ani v'rebi lemokom echo. We both guests in someone's house. Ve'viu lefaneinu beitzem mitzumokos ku'uzredin, and they brought us the eggs which were cooked a long time, so that they resembled whatever uzredin is, right? Most like some kind of a fruit, right? What he means to say is, hey, they shrank in size from the long cooking. Anyway, he gave it looked like uzredin, whatever uzredin is, right? Uzredin, v'chalnu mimenu me'en harbei, and we stuffed ourselves with those eggs. We ate so many of them. Why? There was a good mech, it was a good treat. But the fact they said we ate a lot of them, meaning it was mistameg for yofalo. Plain eggs, it wouldn't eat a lot, but because it was mistameg, it was mistameg for yofalo. So anyway, so how do we, this came, this is a clear psak. Other we have machlokas. Here we have a clear psak. That if over for sure, then mistameg for yofalo, we asa. Not only if not mizbasho kol tzorko, even mizbasho kol tzorko, but if mizamek v'yofalo, then we ask of it.
So why did you eat a lot of them?
Huh?
So what, the story is the
why?
The
because
it's
of avashah. Of he intentionally violated the halacha, not shakach.
In this case was shakach, he did it on purpose.
I'm sorry?
And the, what, over here he cooked the eggs for a long time by mistake? He meant to cook the eggs all night.
No, if shakach, he forgot to make the gogor v'kotum, right? He left it on the fire, didn't make the gogor v'kotum. Shoka has to mean he didn't make gogor v'kotum. Have from here, we don't have an answer really. What if Shokach and Mitzamek V'yofalo? How do we paskin? Here's a psak din. We know from the previous Gemara that indeed, if it is Shokach Agabe Kira, so we have the Machlokes Hamei and Rabbi Yehuda, but over here. You didn't get a psak on shokach. The raya he brings, meaning my, it's called Maiserav, Chamba Bachanina, right? Reports Maiserav, meaning halacha lemaiser. This is how I was passing for us. But a final psak halacha on shokach we don't have. On ova we understand. That will certainly ask us something which is misamik v'yofalo, misamik b'chalo. Even on ova, we're not machmir. Because on mayim, right? There he said you can drink the water. What if? Well, we don't have another. Picked it up in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have another aspect to this. Checking all the stepwise. What if the chamin was not in his bashel called Tzorko, or the tavshil was less than machal ben tosoi? Right. Now we don't have a final psak on that. Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, but. Again, if it was not Nizbashel Kemachal Ben Tosoi there, and Shokach, if Nachman Soi, of course, Ovar Vashor, no different than Mitzamek V'yofalo, and that's the Madam Mitzroi, is always further cooking is good. So we don't have a Psak Halacha answer to that one either. Again, if it was, in other words, he put up the pot some of Hashecha where it couldn't possibly get done Kemachal Ben Tosoi. Will we ask of the food then? But in this sugya ends over here, we don't have an answer to that question. The only clear answer we have is we're over for sure, then we have an answer. Misamek v'ralo is muto, misamek v'yofalo is also. Less than Michael ben Desoy would be misamek v'yofalo, it's no problem, that would be covered by this psak also. Okay, let's stop here. I don't know yet about Thursday whether we'll make that a shiur.